Joining us today, I'm very pleased to welcome back Chris Sprostad, President and CEO of PurePoint Uranium, for this week's CEO Spotlight. Chris, welcome back.
Thank you, Adrian. It's good to be back.
Well, it's great to have you. And uranium is, you know, it has its league of investors that are very enthusiastic. So I'm sure they're always looking for that next exploration company that is coming down the pike. So tell us about PurePoint Uranium and what's going on at the company.
Sure. Well, PurePoint Uranium is a uranium exploration company. We are located in northern Saskatchewan, Canada, in an area called the Athabasca Basin, which is home to the world's highest grade uranium discoveries. And it's been quite an active place. Every time uranium takes off, it gets very busy up in northern Saskatchewan. And we have a fairly large portfolio of 12 projects across the basin, all strategically located on trend or in adjacent to a lot of the major discoveries that have been identified up there as of late. And it's exciting to be back out there with a drill.
I imagine. I was on your website. I mean, it is a remarkable amount of projects you have there. So do you focus on one in particular? I imagine you must. Tell me about that.
We have 12 projects, actually, and most of them are 100% owned. They're on the eastern side of the basin along the major mine trend, which is where all of Canada's uranium comes from. And then we have two joint ventures with Cameco and Orano on the western side of the basin, which are adjacent to a couple of the monster finds that have been identified in the last 10 years or so. We've got three projects that we're drilling right now or in the pipe to be drilled. And then the others we have spent over the last year a fair amount of time kind of bringing them up to a drill-ready state so we can get working on them shortly as well. But certainly the influx of capital and excitement in nuclear again has made it possible for us to get out there and work all of these projects quite aggressively.
So you are drilling then. What are you finding? Have you gotten any results yet, or is it still in the pipeline?
Not quite yet, but we started drilling at our Red Willow project in September, which was an area that we had identified quite a broad area of uranium mineralization in back in January. It's an area that we found close to a mile, actually, of uranium mineralization. And we have now been trying to figure out where the boundaries of that is so that we can get more detailed in between. But it's obviously indication of a fairly large regional mineralization event. And our drills are up there right now, poking holes in that to see where the edges of that are. The other project that we're drilling, and the drill actually is on the move right now to go up there, is at our Turner Lake project. And it sits adjacent to ISO Energy, which last July released a resource estimate of close to 50 million pounds of uranium at an astounding 34.5% ore grade, which makes it the highest grade deposit in the planet right now. So we are just off of that. The trend carries across the northern part of our project, and we are getting a drill up there to see whether that joy continues on into our world.
You know, that is so high grade, it almost sounds dangerous. Do you worry about that at all?
It is dangerous, and it can be. I mean, you have to be careful. So there's a lot of safety regulations and safety management required when you're drilling uranium, too, especially when you're hitting hot rock like that. Usually you've got a separate core shack where you're dealing with hot rock, if you will, and it just requires a lot more care and attention to make sure nobody's ingesting the stuff, because that's when it really gets dangerous.
So you also mentioned Cameco and Orano, that you're doing a joint venture. So tell us about that. I mean, that sounds pretty impressive.
Yes, the joint venture we have with Cameco and Orano is on the western side of the province, the western side of the basin. It sits adjacent to and on trend with NexGen's Arrow deposit, which is a little over 250 million pounds, and Fission's RRR deposit, which is a little over 100 million pounds. So it's really opened up that area in recent years, and it's certainly a priority project for Cameco and Orano. We are the operators on that project and have been for some time. And we just recently had our joint venture meeting where they approved our proposed drill program for the coming year. So we'll be up there with a drill in January and probably be drilling for a month or two in that area.
Yeah, it sounds like the wheels are in motion with the whole, you know, uranium space in general. So you've been drilling Red Willow and Turner Lake. You have the joint venture with Cameco and Orano coming up. So what else do we have to look forward to? I mean, it sounds like quite a bit is going on already. Is there anything more? Or
we have, again, another nine projects. And last summer, we spent a fair amount of effort doing airborne geophysics over a number of them and really now identifying drill targets. So in the coming year, depending on the results we see right now from Red Willow and Turner, we'll be making decisions as to where else we start drilling in the winter besides Hook. It may be some of those projects, but they're all really ready to take a drill. So I mean, we are also in discussions with a number of companies about partnering with us on some of those projects, those earlier stage projects, because right now as capital is available, it's important to us to make sure that we're advancing as many of these as quickly as possible. You can't find uranium unless you're poking a drill in the ground.
Yeah, absolutely. And as far as the regions that you work, like how are you doing with communities? How is all that? Because sometimes that's a concern for investors. They want to know, how is the community side of things?
There are a number of communities in northern Saskatchewan, very differing ones from the east to the west. We've been working in Saskatchewan now for over 15 years. And because of our projects do span the province, we have found ourselves in communication and constant relationship with all of those communities. So we meet with them on a fairly regular basis. We let them know what we're doing, what we're up to. Once we have that relationship, it turns into more of a them reaching out to us when they want to know what's going on in the area. Because there's been so much activity in northern Saskatchewan with the uranium boom again, they're a lot more active. They want to talk to more people. There are a lot of people wandering around up there that they don't know. So we're not necessarily at the top of their hit list, but it's an ongoing relationship that we have to maintain and honor as we get up there and doing the work we do. And we do, I mean, we hire a lot of folks from up in the north. We utilize their services up there. They've been set up there for quite some time. So they're making sure that they're getting the communication they need and their concerns are being heard and met.
And so as we wrap up here, what is your takeaway for investors here, or what is your message that you want them to know?
Well, I think, you know, every time we have seen a bit of a boom or an uptick in uranium spending, we've seen another discovery, and the discoveries just keep coming in that area of the world. I think right now, because of our portfolio, the number of projects we have, the number of good projects we have that weren't just grabbed up the last minute. We picked these up quite some time ago, and during the downtime, we picked up more. I think we've got a great portfolio, and we're working them aggressively right now. Our partnership with Cameco and Orano is very positive. They can't free up budget for an exploration project they don't think that can deliver at least 100 to 150 million pounds. So we know that they're fully behind our Hook Lake project. And we've got a large amount of experience over the last decade or so on exploration right across the basin. So I think right now, from a value prospect, we are all about exploration. Our value proposition is making a discovery, and I think we're maximizing the likelihood that we're going to be making that discovery, at least one, over the next little while.
Well, with your portfolio of projects, it seems almost inevitable, especially in that part of the world, that you're going to find something special. But who knows? I guess we'll find out in the coming weeks and months. Chris Frostad, President and CEO of Pure Point Uranium, thank you for joining us on this week's CEO Spotlight.
Thanks, Adrian.
And if people want to learn more, they can find Pure Point Uranium at purepoint.ca and on the Venture Exchange at PTU and on the OTCQB at PTUUF.